Eveline. She sat at the window and watched the evening come down. Her head was against the curtains, and there was dust in her nose. She was tired. Few people passed. The man who lived in the last house in the road went by. She heard his footsteps on the road and then on the path up to his front door. There used to be a field at the end of the road, and she remembered playing there in the evening with the other children. Then a man from Belfast bought the field and built new houses with shining roofs. They all used to play there in that field, the Devines, the Waters, the Duns, little Kyo, she and her brothers and sisters. Her brother Ernest, however, never played. He was too old. Her father used to come and look for them in the field, waving his big stick angrily. But they all seemed quite happy then, and her father was not so bad, and her mother was still alive. That was a long time ago. She and her brothers and sisters had all grown up. Her mother was dead, and so was her brother, Ernest. Tizzy Dunn was dead too, and the Waters had gone back to England. Everything changes. And now she was going to go away, like the others, to leave her home. Home. She looked around the room, at the objects she knew so well. She had dusted them every week for years. Was she ever going to see them again? She had never learned the name of the priest whose framed yellow photograph hung on the wall above the piano. He had been a school friend of her father's. When he showed the photograph to a visitor, her father used to say, "He is in Melbourne now." She had agreed to go away, to leave her home. Was this a wise decision? She tried to weigh each side of the question. At home she had a room and food, and she had the people she had known all her life around her. But, of course, she had to work hard, both at home and at the shop. And what might Miss Gavin and the other people at the shop say when they found out that she had run away with a fellow? They might say that she was a fool, perhaps, and then advertise for a new girl. Miss Gavin would be glad, she thought. If other people were listening, Miss Gavin was often rude to her. "Miss Hill, don't you see that these ladies are waiting?" she might say, or, "Quickly now, Miss Hill, please." Eveline was not going to cry about leaving the shop. In her new home, in an unknown country, things could be different. She was going to be a married woman. "People will respect me," she thought, "and I will not be treated like my mother was." Eveline was 19, but she was still afraid of her violent father. And now her older brothers were not there to protect her. Ernest was gone, and Harry was always away for work. But the arguments with her father over money on Saturday nights were getting worse. She gave him all her salary, 7 shillings, and Harry sent some money too. But her father was usually drunk on Saturday nights, and it took a long time to get any money from him. Finally, he gave it to her, still complaining, and she had to run out of the house before the shops closed, and was always home late with the shopping. It was hard work at home. She also looked after her younger brother and sister, and she had to get them to school and cook for them. It was a hard life, but now that she was going to leave it, it did not seem too bad. She was going to explore a different life with Frank. Frank was very kind, and she was going away with him on the night boat. She was going to be his wife and to live with him in Buenos Aires, where he had a home waiting for her. She had first met him just a few weeks ago. He started to meet her outside the shop and walk home with her. He took her to the theater. At first, she was excited just to have her own fellow, but then she started to like him. He was a sailor and had been on so many different ships. He told her stories of foreign countries. Now he had a home in Buenos Aires, and he had returned to Dublin for a holiday. Her father found out about Frank and would not allow her to see him. She had to meet him secretly. It was getting late, but she still sat by the window. She was holding two letters. One was to Harry, and the other was to her father. Her father was getting older, and he would miss her. Sometimes he could be very nice. A few weeks ago, she had been ill, and he had read her a story and made toast for her on the fire. She remembered the promise that she had made to her mother when she was dying. She had promised to keep the home together as long as she could. But then she remembered her mother's sad and difficult life. She could not live like her. She stood up quickly. She must escape. Frank could save her. Frank could give her life, and perhaps love. She had a right to be happy, and Frank was going to take her in his arms and make her happy. She stood in the crowd at the port. Frank was holding her hand and he was talking to her. She could see the huge boat with bright lights shining from the windows. She could not answer Frank. Her cheeks were pale with worry, and she prayed to God to tell her what to do. If she went, soon she was going to be on the sea with Frank, sailing to Buenos Aires. He had paid for the tickets. Could she go home now, after all he had done? She felt sick, and her lips moved as she silently prayed. A bell rang loudly, which she felt in her heart. Frank was holding her hand more tightly. Come! He was pulling her towards the sea. He was going to throw her in. She reached out and held on to the iron railings with both hands. Come! No, no, no! It was impossible. Her hands held the railings tightly, and she gave a loud cry. Frank ran towards the boat and called to her to follow. Eveline! Evie! She turned her white face to him, but she could not move. Her eyes showed nothing. No love, no goodbye, nothing.